Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Monday, September 11th, 2017. I am Richie Ferrol, and here are your headlines. Catholic Diocese of Roseau expresses solidarity with Dominicans and others affected by recent storms. Caribbean spared second hurricane battering as Jose shifts course. And Hurricane Irma, storm hits west coast of Florida. The news is brought to you, compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. More details coming up.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
We apologize for the late start, but here's what's making news. The Catholic community of the Diocese of Roseau says it stands in solidarity with its brothers and sisters in Antigua and Barbuda, as well as those in the British and U.S. Virgin Islands. They note that we are aware that they are all extensions of Dominica, in that many of our parents, relatives, and friends live in these islands. The 9th Roman Catholic Bishop of Roseau, Gabriel Malzer, has more.
The Catholic community of the Diocese of Roseau stands in solidarity with our brothers and sisters in Antigua and Barbuda, the British and U.S. Virgin Islands, and the rest of the affected Leeward Islands. We are aware that they are all extensions of Dominica, in that many of our parents, relatives, and friends live in these islands. Our own experience of similar disasters helps us understand the effects of such great loss of property and human life, and the arduous task of building back. This makes us feel that their pain is our pain and that their loss is our loss. We extend our good wishes to the people of the Dominican Republic, Haiti, and Cuba, who experienced similar ravages, and the people of Florida, who are still bracing for the onslaught of Irma. We pray for a speedy recovery from the disaster, but continue to ask God to extend His protective hands over us all as we are still in the hurricane season.
Disaster response teams based in St. Lucia will be providing relief to countries that were affected by Hurricane Irma. Director of the National Emergency Management Organization, NEMO, in St. Lucia, Velma Joseph, said the organization is working closely with the Caribbean Disaster Emergency Agency, CEDEMA, as well as the OECS, to provide assistance to those countries.
The teams are really for damage assessment. You would understand that there is a need for damage assessment in those countries, but there is also a need for operational support to the EOC, and Anguilla in particular has requested that, and we are looking to support CEDEMA in that regard. We are also looking to support the transfer of basic emergency supplies while we await a particular word from the impacted islands on their priorities. There are basic emergency supplies that would be necessary, water, for example, hygiene packs, and we are looking to see how quickly we could get some of these from here into Antigua, which will serve as a staging area for onward distribution to the Virgin Islands and Anguilla.
Director of NEMO in St. Lucia, Velma Joseph. Executive member and former leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, Michael Astafan, is urging all Dominicans to begin embracing the essence of disaster preparedness. Mr. Astafan says too often, persons wait for the very last minute to begin preparing for a storm or hurricane.
The disaster preparedness is not something that you do in the hurricane season. It's an everyday responsibility we all have, the government, the Disaster Preparedness Office, and all of us in Dominica, to ensure that we if we notice something that may affect our environment and our communication network in Dominica, that we bring to the attention of the government and or the disaster preparedness, because it's very important. You don't wait for disaster to try to correct those things. So I'm hoping that we take that very seriously.
United Nations Resident Coordinator Stephen O'Malley has said that the UN has already deployed experts on crisis recovery to some of the Hurricane Irma affected countries. Mr. O'Malley stated that a team was deployed to Antigua on Thursday night, and from there they are moving to Anguilla and the British Virgin Islands. He said further, the UNDP is also preparing shipments of various supplies for the countries. O'Malley is based in Barbados.
I want to begin by saying the UN obviously expresses its condolences to the families of people who've died or others who've been made homeless. This is really an unprecedented storm, and I think all of us living in this part of the world have been affected by the images that we've seen. So from a UN perspective, what are we doing? We have, first of all, started to move people directly into the affected areas. We have team members jointly deployed with SEDIMA, UN team members jointly deployed with SEDIMA yesterday night to Antigua, and they are going onwards today to Anguilla and BVI. They do have some supplies with them, primarily water purification tablets that they can distribute, and we are also preparing shipments of various kinds of supplies depending on how the needs are identified today by those different teams. So we can begin moving supplies, whether they're medical supplies, which are the kinds of things that PAHO provides, or there can be other kinds of supplies for example, shelter or comfort, blankets, etc., dignity kits for women, and those things are all being prepared. And then it's a question of how many of those are needed.
In the past decade, the UNDP has invested almost US $300 million in disaster preparedness in Latin America and the Caribbean, working with governments at the national and local levels, as well as communities. O'Malley said it is important to try and reduce the risks of natural disasters in the Caribbean.
What the UN has tried to do is to assist the countries of Latin America and the Caribbean to be better prepared for natural disasters. Now, that takes a couple of different forms. That is not just the preparedness, emergency preparedness or work that we would have done, for example, in Dominica to strengthen the early warning system, but it's also the reduction of risk. So how do we reduce the risk to people of disasters? And you can see that some of that is, how do you construct roads? How do you construct communities so that they are less at risk from natural events, which we know are going to happen? I mean, a natural event, a rainstorm, a hurricane, a heavy rain, a tropical storm, these are things that are going to happen in the Eastern Caribbean. They only turn into disasters when we are not prepared for them, or when we have not sufficiently taken action to reduce the risks from our natural environment. In terms of examples, I explained that in terms of in Dominica, we've worked on the early warning system. We have elsewhere in the Eastern Caribbean, the UN has worked on everything from better equipping the National Emergency Disaster Management organizations to working to ensure that children and women are properly protected because they're particularly vulnerable to natural disasters.
United Nations Resident Coordinator Stephen O'Malley, immediate past chairman of the Eastern Caribbean Collective Organization for Music Rights, ECHO, McCarthy Marie, says the organization's milestone of $1 million in distributions since its establishment in 2009 is significant. ECHO is expected to make two other distributions, one in October 2017 that is expected to be in excess of $400,000 and another in December for jingles and background music in advertisements that has been aired on the radio and television. 2 months ago, in July 2017, Echo made a distribution of more than $400,000 in respect of general and broadcasting royalties.
Well, it's significant because $1 million is a significant amount of money, and we've been working, you know, assiduously towards increasing the payments that the creators whose work we're responsible for get compensated for. You know, because the way operation works is that we collect the money from everybody who uses music, and unfortunately sometimes you have to sue some of them. You might have heard of our lawsuit in St. Drusher against a cinema company, and of course we had a couple of lawsuits in Dominica as well. So after we collect the money, the first charge of course is to pay the expenses of running the organization. And it's the balance that is paid out to the members.
Immediate past chairman of Echo, McCarthy Marie. Chairman of the Dominica Air and Seaports Authority, DASPA, Phoenix Belfield, has issued a call to individuals to refrain from frolicking during weather systems. Mr. Belfield's call comes following footage on social media which showed persons playing around on the high seas at the Douglas Charles Airport while the country was under a tropical storm warning. He highlighted the need for individuals to protect themselves during disasters.
There are some footages that have been sharing around on social media, and you can see persons frolicking in the high seas at the airport, on the outskirts of the airport. I want to really reiterate that it's critically important for persons to ensure that this is a time that they are supposed to be protecting themselves, stay indoors, and not to be going on a frolicking run outside, because it can be terribly dangerous for those outside. You've heard the message from the Honorable Prime Minister, and we have suffered a lot from Erica, and if Erica has taught us anything, it is to be proactive, to be preventative, because prevention is better than cure.
Belfast Estate Limited Distributors of El Dorado Rum will launch its El Dorado three-hand domino tournament on Saturday 9th September 2017 at Bolo's Bar in Point Michelle from 7 p.m. The El Dorado three-hand domino tournament will run for 6 weeks. Games will be played all week long from Tuesdays to Sundays, with the quarterfinals scheduled for Sunday the 15th and Tuesday the 17th of October 2017. The semifinals on Friday the 20th of October, and the grand final will be held on Saturday the 21st of October 2017. There will be three matches per night with three teams, each team having six players. Belfast Estate Limited Distributors of El Dorado Rum, in collaboration with Domino Passionate and Enthusiasts Albert Bartley, will be hosting this exciting championship, expecting to draw teams from all over the island. Up to $3,500 in cash is up for grabs, and Belfast Estate Limited sales and marketing team promises exciting weekend games, special promotions on its rums and rum products, sampling and ongoing interactive and fun games with many opportunities for participants and patrons to win prizes and giveaways. Belfast Estate Limited is the exclusive sponsor of the event, providing cash prizes, products, and trophies for the event, and is honored to be associated with promoting this fun yet serious sporting event, and encourages the general public to sign up, participate, and support. And according to a release dated Friday, 8th August 2017, the formal opening of the 2017 lawyer by the Court of Appeal of the Eastern Caribbean Supreme Court will take place here in Dominica. Coinciding with this will be the 14th annual OECS Bar Association Regional Law Conference and Book Fair in Dominica, scheduled to take place from the 15th to the 17th of September 2017. The regional law conference is intended to provide continuing legal education to members of the legal profession and judiciary and to enhance the profession generally. The Law Conference Committee of the OECS Bar Association has accordingly assembled a team of distinguished jurists to make presentations and facilitate round-the-table discussions of matters of compelling topical interest. The opening ceremony of the law conference is scheduled to take place on Friday, the 15th of September 2017, from 8:45 a.m. to 9:15 a.m. at the State House Conference Center. Invitees to this ceremony include His Excellency, the President of Dominica, relevant ministers of government, former judges, and other distinguished guests. Residents of islands still reeling from Hurricane Irma's battering were able to breathe a sigh of relief over the weekend as Hurricane Jose, which had been predicted to further pummel those islands, shifted course and gave them a break. The Category 4 Hurricane Jose had been following hard on the heels of Irma, which caused 25 deaths as well as massive to devastating damage to Barbuda, the Virgin Islands, Anguilla, St. Martin, St. Baths, and Puerto Rico. This was expected to pass close to the northern Leeward Islands yesterday. But the hurricane, carrying maximum sustained winds near 145 miles per hour, eventually passed north of the northern Leeward Islands yesterday afternoon. All watches and warnings have been discontinued. And Hurricane Irma is blasting up the west coast of Florida after buffeting the city of Miami with dangerous flooding along long stretches of the coast. It has been downgraded from Category 3 to 1, but still has maximum sustained winds of 75 miles per hour. More than 3.4 million homes in the state are without power, with parts of the city of Miami underwater. At least 4 deaths have been linked to the storm, and several areas have brought in curfews. That's the morning news. First, a recap of our headlines. Catholic Diocese of Roseau expresses solidarity with Dominicans and others affected by recent storms. Caribbean spared second hurricane battering as Jose shifts course. And Hurricane Irma storm hits west coast of Florida. The news was brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. If you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website. It's q95da.com to view the stories, or you can click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. For any breaking story or latest development, send us your iReports via text or WhatsApp message. The numbers are 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team, I am Richie Farrell.